There's a form of treatment for depression called behavioural activation. There's just been a fascinating trial published in The Lancet comparing it to the standard psychotherapy for depression called cognitive behavioural therapy. And one of the authors of this trial is David Eckerts from the University of Durham. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hi, Anoum. Hi.
What is behavioural activation?
Behavioural activation, it's not a new treatment for depression. It's been around a long time. It has a view that depression is sat not necessarily as something wrong inside us, but something that has happened that's cut us off from those things in our world that are important or antidepressant to us. And as that happens, if it happened to any of us, we would feel down. It would affect our mood. And sometimes when people feel down to cope, they tend to put things off or shut down. And when they shut down, they become further isolated from those things, and thus the loop develops. So behavioral activation is a relatively simple treatment that aims at helping people understand that relationship between what they do and how they feel, and then look at changing what they do on a day-to-day basis, just with small gradual steps to put them back in touch with their things in their world that are healthy and antidepressant to them. And in that way, subsequently, they change how they feel. So we call that in BA working from the outside in.
So what did you used to enjoy doing, kind of an audit of things you used to have fun with and that you're not doing now?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than just fun. I mean, it would be lovely to think we could live a hedonistic lifestyle.
Yeah, particularly going to the football if your team's not winning. Yeah.
Yeah. It's things that are valuable, that give us a sense of purpose or meaning in our day-to-day lives. Now, some of that will be pleasure. Some of it will be necessary tasks. Some of it will be things like going to work or communicating with family members. And not all of it is pleasurable, but it's functional for us. So BA is a contextual treatment. It looks at depression as sat in the context of your life.
So I take it that the activation piece is not get up off your arse and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
No, not at all. What BA does is, it first of all, it explores that concept with people. So it helps. It develops a treatment.
So you understand what the meaning of those activities were.
Yeah. And then you understand how they've gone out of your life, because they go out of your life often for a reason. Things will have happened that will make it difficult to do those things. So we explore that with somebody, and then we get them to look at the relationship at the moment between what they're doing and how they're feeling. And then we gradually work together to develop a plan, a thing called activity scheduling, to put people back in touch with that stuff. And then you regularly monitor that, and you do some, you look at blocks in that treatment and work out what people can do to get over.
So there's a bit of cognitive stuff in there as well. You might think, look, I can't go and do that because everybody knows I've been depressed and they're going to think that I'm weak and hopeless. And you've got to get beyond that negative thought as well.
Yeah, but it's fundamentally different to cognitive behavioral therapy. So in behavioral activation, what we do is we're more interested in the consequence of thinking that way. So we will recognize how people kind of ruminate and think about things. We all do that, and it's much, much worse if we're experiencing depression. We get less into trying to challenge the meaning of that for an individual, which is how cognitive behavior therapy works, and we're much more interested in the consequence of that. So it's, when you started feeling that way, what did you do? And when you did that, how did you feel? And was that in the longer term kind of more benefit? In the short term, people do things to take away distress. But in the longer term, we look at how that keeps people where they are.
Now, I've spent so long talking about behavioural activation, I'm almost running out of time here to talk about your trial. But essentially, you did a semi-random, it wasn't really a random, it was kind of a semi-randomised trial of comparing behavioural activation with quite inexperienced therapists. In other words, they weren't sort of PhDs in psychology versus a course of cognitive behavioural therapy. What did you find?
Well, it was a randomised trial. It was a completely randomised trial. Participants were randomised completely at random away from the control.
I thought you selected people to make sure that you had a balanced set of...
No. We made sure each group were balanced on a few a few kind of things, which is good quality randomized control trial.
Yep.
And what we found was non-inferiority. So we found that BA delivered by non-specialists was non-inferior in any way to the current gold standard of CBT delivered by therapists.
And so does non-inferior mean just as good as?
Well, not quite. What you do is you set an inferiority margin around it on a measure, and you would plan to get your new treatment, the BA, within that margin of the gold standard. Because to prove something is exactly the same, you'd need an unfeasibly large study to do that.
And you found it was also significantly cheaper.
Yeah, we got about a 20% reduction in costs. So I think what's interesting in this study, in a National Institute for Clinical Excellence over here asked for this study to be done. But what's really interesting is what we've shown is that a very effective psychological treatment can be delivered by non-specialists to the same standards as specialists. And when we have difficulty in access to psychological treatments, which I think is worldwide, you know, this could offer some promise.
Dr. David Eckers, who's clinical senior lecturer in the School of Medicine, Pharmacy and Health at Durham University in the UK. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report, and I'll see you next week.